So that was a really long 1 week break. So hey everybody, or anyone who's still interested in listening, I don't even know what to say. It's so hard, I don't even know what this is. So I started this thing called Geeky Gay as a part of National Podcasting Month, and I wanted to do video and audio. And so, you know, I had my green screen all set up and my computer and all of that stuff. And I had this live switching program and all of that kind of stuff. And basically, my computer wasn't working. And I think I mentioned that several times. And so after November, because I did 30 days in a row, those of you who've listened, I mean, you know that I did 30 days in a row. And then I said, oh, I'll be back after a week. No big deal. And then I pod faded basically and didn't do anything. And then Christmas came around and, you know, it had been like a month, and then January, and I had stuff at work, and then February, and I met someone, and I'll go into that in a second. And a lot of you listen to Dubious Intent, so it's hard for me to know what to even say on this, because this is supposed to be kind of a Adam talks and, you know, tells you his feelings, kind of a personal journal type thing, but, you know, maybe entertaining to listen to, but I don't know what the hell it's supposed to be. But, you know, and I feel like I'm just repeating things that I've already said on DI Plus, and I wanted to do video. But anyway, so the deal is I am going to do it for those of you who really care about me or who really care and enjoy listening to these little things. And I, you know, I'd like to do a survey of like who actually watched the video as opposed to the audio. But I mean, because I still want to do video because it's something that I'm interested in. So even if no one's watching it, and I feel like I could get more listeners on YouTube, because the longer I do it, you know, people will find me and add me as friends. But the reason I'm only doing audio is because it's easy. It only takes me a few minutes when I do like a 15-minute episode or whatever to edit it and get it put out. And the other thing is, you know, I know that some of you, Mark in Canada, had really wanted me to keep going and probably just thought by now that I had completely stopped. So I wanted to go ahead and put something out, and I could not do video any further, because what would happen is I think I'd mentioned this like 500 million times, but I'm going to say it anyway. My audio and video were out of sync a lot of times, and it was hit or miss sometimes. And I didn't know until I had recorded the whole 15 minutes and or 10, 15, 20 minutes, whatever the case may be, I would go back and look at the video and it would be completely screwed up. And I would have to re-record the whole thing, because I don't want to go into all the technical details, but basically, there was no way to edit it to keep it in sync. I would have to edit literally frame by frame, which would take forever. So I know I told you guys the solution was getting a new computer. So I'll talk about that first. Just to update you on my life, I did get my income tax back, got a pretty good sum on that, and I got my bonus at work. And that was going to be used for car repairs and new computer, so I could start doing video. The computer was a nightmare, because this one video card that I need to do the capturing has such specific requirements. I couldn't buy a Dell. I couldn't go with any of like HP or Asus or Gateway or any of those, because they're all pre-configured, and I needed to be able to pick the exact motherboard, the exact card, everything. So I ended up finally choosing a company, for those of you who don't know me, it is a nightmare for me to make decisions. And I found out in that Berkman thing that I'm really a planner, and I don't think I'm much of a finisher. So I really enjoy the process of like figuring out what kind of podcast I'm going to do and what equipment I'm going to need and all that. But actually the end delivery is not always, doesn't always happen when it's just me. So I've like tweaked this computer like 5 million different times and talked to Daniel and talked to people at work and hardware guys and everything. And I'm so worried that I'm going to get it and one little part's going to be wrong and I'm going to stick this video card in and it's not going to work. And I'm going to have spent all this money and it's not even going to work. And so I think I've configured this thing at least 10 different times. And I've been working on this for 3 to 4 weeks. And I've got the money and I've even got the most recent configuration sitting there. All I have to do is confirm that everything is okay and order it. So I'm going to try to do that tonight. I'm really going to try to order the computer tonight. And so that I, when I get it, assuming everything is working, I can start doing video again. But I'm just to get something out to you guys and to possibly go ahead and start a feed in iTunes, I'm going to do audio until then. So so basically just to kind of let you guys know, I'm going to try to do 2 times a week. And I don't know the exact schedule yet, but I just had to, I really felt like I had to put something out tonight. I was in the mood to record and I wanted to explain to everyone. So that's the first thing. I'm ordering a computer. It should be in soon. What else has happened in my life? Well, Christmas happened. All that went off without a hitch, really. I went to Washington, visited relatives. That was fun. Came back. Work has been going better. I don't know. I have no idea what I said in November. Work has been going better. It's still boring to just be leading projects instead of doing the work, but it has definitely gone better. And I met someone. All of this, again, I mentioned on DI Plus, so I have no idea what to say here. But his name is Mark, and he is Filipino. And I didn't want to date anyone. Like, I know I had mentioned several times that even if I did date, I wanted it to stay very casual, and I didn't want a boyfriend because I'm just not ready to get back in a relationship, and I have a tendency to be a people pleaser, but I get all this passive-aggressive, stuff going on where I really resent the person, even though a lot of times it's not even their fault. Like, I will choose to do things to make this other person happy at my own, risk or whatever I want to say. And then I will secretly resent them, even though they haven't necessarily asked me. And all this bottled up, rage, And then when we have a small little argument, I will blow up, but it'll be months. So I just didn't want to get into that. I was just like, I just really need to be single. But I met this guy, and I don't know, I really don't know. We met on Grindr, and I guess I have a thing for exotic. And him being Filipino, I've never dated a Filipino guy before, and I just thought, oh, that'll be interesting. And he's smart. He's a developer, a programmer. And I don't know. We hit it off, and I didn't think that I would ever want anyone to sleep over again. And I ended up asking him to sleep over one night. And then, just one thing has led to another. And he's a little bit of a challenge because he's really private. And so, it took a while for us to get to the level that we're at now. But anyway, we're still not boyfriends. It's funny. I'm kind of scared for us to make that step because he told me a story that his last boyfriend, they dated for over a year before they became boyfriends. And he said after they became boyfriends, something changed. And within 3 weeks, they had broken up. And so I'm afraid if we ever change the nature of our relationship to boyfriends, that the nature of our relationship will change, or whatever, and he will end up leaving me. Because anyone who's listened to me, even for the 30 days, knows that I'm really negative. And so I always fear the worst. Well, the other thing is, we've been dating for 2 months, basically. And a month into it, he says, oh, by the way, I have to go back to the Philippines to renew my visa, And because of the nature of my company and my work, in order for them to fund bringing a replacement over, that replacement has to stay here for at least 3 months, which means in order for me to go back and them to spend the money on my plane ticket and all of that kind of stuff, this replacement, I have to stay in the Philippines for 3 months. So I was like, what could I say? We had only been dating for a month. And at that point, I don't think he knew how much he was going to like me. So he went ahead and had to make the arrangements and everything. And as we got closer and closer, we both liked each other more, and, you know, but there was nothing we could do because he had to go. So he left on Friday. I took him to the airport, and I was kind of shocked, actually, because he's not as emotional. Like, I'm really outwardly emotional. I know no one knows that about me, right? I'm really outwardly emotional, and he's not. He's more private, and it's hard to get that information from him. But he was actually fairly forthright about, you know, how much he missed me and how much he was going to miss me and how sad he was about having to leave. And I didn't think that he was going to say any of that, but anything like that. But it's really bad. It's so bad that I found a website where there's a countdown clock, and I literally have this countdown up on my laptop at all times telling me how many days, hours, minutes, seconds there are until he's going to be back. And I have called him twice now on Google Voice because it's only 15 seconds or 15 cents a minute. And it's horrible, though. I mean, it's horrible. And I'm afraid. I'm really afraid, though, because he's less emotional than I am. I'm afraid that after he's there for a month or two, that his feelings are going to deteriorate and he's not going to miss me as much. And I'm still going to miss him. And I don't know why I have all these fears. It's like, Jesus, I mean, can't I just live my life without being afraid of things? I mean, if he were to lose his feelings for me, then the same thing would happen to me probably, and that would mean that our relationship wasn't meant to be. But I'm always afraid people aren't going to like me. I don't know. I'm stupid. And I don't know why people would listen to me ramble on and on and on about shit. I mean, who really finds my life that interesting? And maybe none of you find my life interesting. And, you know, I don't know. Anyway, so I don't know why everyone wants to listen to me or why the five people that listen to this want to listen to me, but, you know, whatever. I could just ramble on and on forever, and I don't know how this is going to be entertaining, but this is more of a, you know what? This podcast is more of a outlet for me. It's kind of like somebody's personal blog. You know, they just go on there and rant, and some people like to listen to them rant or read their rants or whatever. That's kind of what this is for me. And the only other thing I want to mention today is, even though I love to do podcasts, and I think this is true because Daniel is the same way. I'm a pretty introverted person, and the way I unwind is to get away from people. And I never thought that I was an introvert because I've always been a good around people, and I like to get in front of people. Anybody who knows me knows that I am on various websites, and of course I've had a couple of podcasts, and I'm always thinking, how could I be an introvert if I like all this attention all the time? But my teacher in a class that I'm having this week was saying, if you're the type of person who, to unwind, you want to go home and be alone and lay on the couch and, you know, whatever, veg out and not have to deal with people, then you're probably a more introverted person. And that's the truth. If being around large groups of people tires me out, and I have to, and no, it's not because I'm usually like on my knees with a group of people and my jaw is tired by the end. But anyway, so I'm in this class, and it's a project management class, and I've never liked group projects ever. Like, I have never enjoyed group projects. And this whole class, he'll talk for like 10, 15 minutes on the material, and then we'll have a group exercise. And these people talk over each other. They can't come to an agreement. They bicker and argue. And my group has been the last one to finish every single exercise. And by the end of the day, I'm just about ready to rip my eyeballs out of my head and shove them up my ass. I don't know. I mean, I am so tired of dealing with people by the end of the day. And I only have one more day of this class left, thank God. It's horrible for me. And, you know, the difference is, though, between... I am leading projects now, but the difference is between this class and when I'm leading projects is the people who are under me in, like, my automation projects, you know, I'm... Not that I'm the boss, because I'm not their manager, but I'm basically the customer, because for the most part, they're contractors. And they're going to do what I say. So, and I'm always nice, and I always, you know, I'm always very respectful, but we don't get in these arguments or have bickering or, you know, fighting or whatever. And you know, for the most part, and I listen to their suggestions, and if they're better, you know, we go with that, but it's very orderly, and they know what, I don't know, they just know how to communicate professionally. But when you're in a class with people and it doesn't matter and they're all associates, they're all, you know, they're all employed by the company, they're all salary, they all have these, and I'm not saying that I'm right all the time, but come on guys, couldn't we just not talk over each other? So anyway, I'm back guys, for what it's worth, and until I am able to do video, I will do audio. So I am going to stop blabbering on and on now. And I will say, I will talk to you guys next time. Bye, everybody.